So that's an ice builder that we'll use to cool the milk down with, but this will be where we'll back the trailer in.
Instructor in agricultural business, Billy Brooks, is outside the university's newly built agricultural learning center, looking north towards the campus farm, with traffic on Highway 71 rumbling past the berm of land behind him. This summer, Brooks is writing the curriculum for his upcoming dairy products class. He's also assembling a microcreamery out here, putting in milk homogenizers and pasteurizing vats, installing freezers, and acquiring a special license so he can drive the milk truck down the gravel road from the campus farm. The university hasn't offered a dairy products class in 50 years, but the new facility will allow Brooks to bring it back. He grew up on a small dairy farm in Eagleville and spent a career on the business side of the industry before returning to Northwest, his alma mater, to teach. There are opportunities in dairy, he says.
The dairy industry is not very well known because it's a very small industry as far as producers go, as far as processing companies and things like that, but it's a very large industry as far as volume and value. This year here, we'll see U.S. dairy producers produce 227 billion pounds of milk that gets processed into, you know, all sorts of the dairy products out there.
The current campus farm has a herd with about 50 heifers giving milk. Brooks says those numbers could increase. There's only a few other dairies around, and the regional milk cooperative is calling for more product.
So we've got the opportunity to increase milk to ship to them, and then also, you know, depending on how sales go here, we've got opportunities to use more milk potentially here as well.
Here being the new microcreamery, where Brooks hopes his class will soon be turning out cheese, ice cream, butter, and milk for direct sale to the region's public. Few ag science programs offer this sort of small-scale creamery experience. Most focus on larger models more typical of the industry. But recently, there's been an uptick in interest around smaller craft-oriented producers. Brooks notes small farms across the U.S. are trying to survive in a consolidating industry. They've turned to small on-farm creameries.
And that has helped, producers, add value to their product, increase their revenue, and maintain a viable operation where maybe selling at the commodity level, they weren't going to be able to do that because they were competing against larger operations.
So in addition to educating students, the campus can be a model for existing farmers. The creamery, meanwhile, could open a door for students into an industry which has opportunities ranging from artisanal small batch cheese to massive international markets in dry milk powder and dairy-based pig feed. But for most of the region's residents, the headline is somewhat different. As soon as this fall, you could be drinking chocolate milk, which was pastured, farmed, produced, and bottled right here on the Northwest campus. Out with the heifers and the barn swallows on a summer's morning, we can all raise a glass to that. For KXCV, Karen W., this is Gavin McGough.